We're learning Mishnah Berurah Siman Tov Chav Tes. Yudal Cheshvan, Toshinan Gimel, October 30th, 2012. Just before we continue with Siv Beis and Siman Tov Chav Tes, just want to correct myself. In regards to the Ramah, the point that Ramah was mentioning, and I want to thank Rav Joel for pointing out, was that Nechol Mishadar Be'ir, Yud Beis Chodesh, Tzorech Litin Lezeh, meaning, first we're discussing the obligation. When does a person have the obligation to give? So we're saying if he lives in the city, the Ramah is saying for 12 months, then the Mishnah was saying for 30 days. The next point was referring to who is the recipient of that tzedakah. Let's see, continue now with Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Ein Neuflin al Pneim b'chol Chodesh Nisan. We do not say Tachanun the whole entire month of Nisan. I just want to point out, we're not learning Hilchos Tachanun now, but the word Neuflin al Pneim means that we should be putting our heads down on our arm, as opposed to what people do is they bring their arm up to them. It's literally Neuflin. And one quick explanation behind that is because we first start our davening position. We're sitting down during Berachas Hashah, during Pesukah Dezimra or Berachas Krishma. Then we stand up during Shmona Esrei. And then we are falling down. And we have all three different positions that a person can be in. Sitting, standing, and falling down. And we are showing Hashem, V'anachnu lo neida. We say towards the end of the last paragraph. And then we stand up. We are saying, Hashem, we are davening to you in all different positions, in all different ways, all different tefillos. We don't know what else I can do. So that's just the ein neiflin al pneim. We don't. That's the nefila. Continues b'chol chodesh Nisan, the whole entire month of Nisan. The ein oimrim tzidchotzcho b'shabbes b'mincho. We know after Shemona Esrei, after Chazos Hashatz, there tzidchotzcho tzedek. We don't say this also during the month of Nisan. The ein mafsidin boy, maspidin boy. Rather, we do not have any hefsedim, hespedim. We do not tell a tzibut to fast. And the firstborns do fast erev Pesach. Of course, if they have the tzium, they won't fast. Says the Ramah, Hagah, Gam ein oimrin tzidduk adin b'chol chodesh Nisan. We also do not say tzidduk adin to mention how Hashem, his din, his judgment, with when someone was nifted, someone passed away, is Emes, is tzaddik, it's correct. V'nagu she'ein mis'anim boi tanyas klal. There's a minig that there's no fasting at all. Afilo yom shemeis boi avi v'imoi, even for a yurtzeit. Avol tanyas chaloim mis'anim. But for tanyas chaloim, for the fast, for a bad dream, one would fast during Chodesh Nisan. V'ein oimrim mizmor l'soido, v'kel erach apayim, v'lam natseach, b'erav Pesach, v'loi b'yomtif. We do not say Mizmor L'Soida, or Kel Erech HaPayim, or Lamed Seach, Erev Pesach, as well as on Yontif. Now the Ramah is going all the way to the end of Pesach, even though we just started learning the Halachas now, but he's discussing this last point, V'hu Istruchag. This is the day called Istruchag, that on Istruchag, we have the minhag, he says, to have a little more food. Siv Katan Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. B'chol Chodesh Nisan, we said, we do not say Tachanun. Mibnei, why not? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Mibnei, Shneim Asar Nesiyim Hekrivu B'Shneim Asar Yomim. Because there were 12 Nesiyim, a Nasi from each Shevet, and they brought a carbon. They each brought the Shevet's carbon. B'chol Yimei HaKarbon, and every day of the carbon, Hay Yomtiv Shaloi, was his Yomtiv. The Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach was also a yontif that was brought. That was the Karban Pesach brought. The Yimei Pesach Gufa, the days of Pesach itself, of course, is a yontif. The Isruchag, and as well as Isruchag, meaning the day after yontif. Im Kein Yotzeroy V'Chodesh B'Kedusha. We have the majority of the month is Kaddush. Therefore, Oisin Kulei Kaddush, Therefore, we make the whole entire month Kaddish, and we do not say Tachanun and these other tefillos during the month of on certain other tefillos during the month of Nisan. Tzidkas Chosif Konches Gam Ein Oimrim B'Chodesh Nisan. We also do not say in Chodesh Nisan Hayihi Ratzoin, Dihi Ratzoin She'achar Kriyas HaTorah, which is after Kriyas HaTorah. The Ein Mas Kirin Boy Neshamos, and we do not do as Kars Neshamos. The Gam Tzidek Adin V'Kaddish Achrav Ein Oimrim. Va'klal, and tells us the rule in Mishneh Berurah. The tzidek adim is tzidkos chod tzedek, v'rachman chanun. These three tefillos are shoven; they're all equal. Therefore, when we don't say one, we won't say the other ones as well. Of course, there could be some exceptions to the rule, but that's the basic general rule. V'chein the erev Shabbos, the erev Yom Tov achar Chatzos, so to erev Shabbos and erev Yom Tov after midday. Ein oimrim, we don't say them. Aval be'erev Rosh Chodesh. We do say Oimrim Tzidek Adim. We do say Tzidek Adim. V'toyv likrois b'nisan v'chol yoim hanasi sheloi. It's appropriate, it's good to different minhagim that they lay in shul after davening the laying that corresponds to that nasi's shavit, that shavit's carbon. V'yom Yud Gimel Parshas Ba'aloyscha on Yud Gimel of Nisan they lay in Parshas Ba'aloyscha ad until Kein Asa Samanayra. Different Hagim. Some shuls do this. Some shuls don't do this. Lahaski Betzibur. We do not mention to the Tzibur to fast. Lahaski Betzibur to fast. Perish Dei Maskir Natanis Betzibur. Avol Mikol Mokum. However, Hayochid Shenohag Lis Anois Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni. A Yochid whose minig is to fast. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, on a Monday, Thursday, and a Monday. Mutar lisanis boy ledasa mechaber. According to the mechaber, even during the month of Nisan, if a person has such a minute to fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday, he can continue this fasting during Nisan. However, says the Rama, minageinu ki Rama, Nishbru says the name of the Rama, she'ein lisanis klal, that one should not be fasting at all. Sif katan yud. I feel yom shemes ba'aviv v'yimai, even if it's a day of a yortzeit. Haynu b'chol achodesh Nisan, the whole month of Nisan, one should not be fasting even for the yortzeit of a parent. V'chein erev shchodesh iyar, so to erev shchodesh iyar. Gam kein ein l'sanin, afilu anoigim l'sanois. B'chol erev shchodesh, one should not be fasting erev shchodesh as well. Aval achosun v'akalo, but achosun and kalo b'yem chuposam. On the day of their marriage, noyagim lisanois, there is a minig that achosin and kala fast. Afilu b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, mitam she yisbar b'simin tafkofai and gimel. It will be explained tafkofai and gimel. We did mention already that the sons of Nadav, of Aaron Kohen, Nadav and Avihu, died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's one of the reasons why it's brought down to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Sif katan yud aleph avol tainis chaloi misanin. One exception to the rule is a tainis, a fast, for a bad dream. V'ein tzorech l'meisiv tainis l'tanisoi b'chodesh iyar, k'dei shi'chuber loy ama shi'is'ane b'chodesh nisan, al chaloy moy, k'mo shi'tzorech l'asais mishe mis'ane, tainis chaloy m'shabas yom t'vrosh chodesh, v'chol shamoyid, shu tzorech l'eshev b'tainis l'tanisoi, k'mo shi'nizbar b'simen tof yudches. Okay, a long sentence. What are we saying here? There's a concept of being Mesev Tainas Tanisa, which means Mesev Tainas Tanisa means to make up a fast because you fasted. So if a person had to fast because he had Tainas Chaloyim during the month of Nisan, he does not have to make up and fast a second time because he did something wrong fasting during Nisan. He does not have to fast an year now. As opposed to if a person fasted, K'moshe Tzorech Lasos, he says, Misha Misanu Tainis Chaloyim on Shabbos or Yontif or Rosh Chodesh or Cholomoyd, he says, Shu Tzorech Leishiv B'Tainis Al Taniso, he has to have another fast because he fasted on those days when he's not supposed to, and those days are more severe, as is explained, we learned earlier, in Simon Tov Yud Ches. V'imis Anu B'Shabbos, Shabbosoyech Niso on Tainis Chaloyim. Now, what happens if a person fasted a Tainis Chaloyim on Shabbos during Nisan? Be'echad b'Shabbos, so b'Shabbos shelafon of hisana tainis chaloyim, which was on be'echad b'Shabbos, And then the Shabbos that was before that, Shisana, Hisan Tazchalim, he fasted Tainis Chalayim. Mutaloy Leisha bet Tainis Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He's allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan that next day. Amash Yisana b'Shabbos, because he fasted on Shabbos. And because we mentioned, there are those who permit and even encourage to fast on because of Nadav and Aviyu were Niftar on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We do not say Sifkon Yud Beis Mizmor L'Soyda, Shalach Meitoyda Hayu Chametz, because the Lach Meitoyda was Chametz. Afilub Erev Pesach, also Lakriva, and even Erev Pesach, it's also to be Makrivit, Shiyovid L'Dei Noisar, because it comes to Noisar. Meaning it's a leftover, and we don't want to bring the carbon to be left over. Sifkon Yud Gimel, Be'erev Pesach, or Erev Yontem, or Mashkimin L'Beis HaKnesses, Be'erev Pesach, we daven earlier, he says, Kedei Shiyigmer Sudosai, this way we get home earlier, and we finish our meal, Koidim Arba Shois, before 4 hours of the day. And then we end off the Ramah with Vu Isru Chag, the last day after Pesach, or after Yontem, is called Isru Chag. And the minig is to eat a little more, Ksasa B'marbe B'Ksasa B'Achidu Shtiyo, the minig is not to fast on any of the Isru Chag, meaning after Sukkot, after Pesach, or after Shavuos. Ulahatil Isru Basic Neses, with Tzorech Godol Muta B'Nisan. However, if it's a Tzorech Godol, whatever that might be, a tremendous need for the Shul, then that would be Muta B'Nisan, Afshu also B'Tishrei, even though it's also to have a fast on in Tishrei. And we'll hold here for today, and in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll pick up with Simon Tov Lamed. Yashar Koyach.